Hello and good afternoon. Welcome to my podcast, Acting on Your Future, where we explore students' dreams, goals, and passions that may lead to a career in the future. I'm your host, Maya Hamid, and today I'm joined by AUS student Thingesh Prasad. Thingesh, let me begin by asking you, you've been involved in theater for over 11 years. How did you first get started, and what really sparked your interest in performing?
I started out in high school. There was a concert happening when I was in the 8th grade, and they were looking for extras, and these extras, they pretty much had to scream off stage. And even though I wasn't really present on stage, just the camaraderie and the unity of the theater community, that's what got me interested in the first place. And I guess it's the joy of living vicariously through different characters, trying to understand their motives, the reasons why they do what they do, that gets me all excited about theater. And you get to share that with so many people.
So do you feel like the theater community is really what made you want to continue, like from moving from high school to university level?
Yes, even in high school, like, you know, when you look at a school or a university, most of the students being a part of theater, they do it purely out of passion. And that's when you get excited about meeting people, because they're from all different walks of life, just under the umbrella of loving and enjoying theater.
So did that make you more of an extrovert? Were you ever an introvert before theater?
I've always been an introvert. Like, theater has not changed that for me whatsoever. And it allows me to think, it allows me to observe. And observation is a key pillar in acting, because the more you observe, the more you learn, and the more it informs your acting choices.
So you're saying, like, when you're a certain character, are you fully embodying them? Like, you're no longer Vingesh, you're that character, and you're no longer an introvert, or it's still there? The social anxiety, the theater anxiety is still there?
That's a very good question, because when I started off in theater, I wasn't able to distinguish. So the characters that I received, like, to play on stage, I would always see myself as an introvert on stage. But with enough formal training, with enough experience, I was able to distinguish the two worlds. So when I'm on stage, there are times when I don't remember what I do on stage. And when I step off, I then, like, snap back into reality. And I ask myself, what did I do on stage?
So interesting. It's like you're dissociating.
I dissociate. Yeah, yeah. And when you do that, you tend to live in a role so deeply that when you're on stage, you sometimes forget that you're ever on stage, that you're ever a different person, but the others get to see it.
So how do you get to a point where you're as good as you are now, you're as comfortable on the stage as you are now, and how do you get opportunities like the Dubai Opera and Expo City? How do you get to that level?
The more work you put in, the more you want to seek. And the more you do that, the more you begin to enter, like, notice boards and groups that seek actors, that seek performers. And in due time, you just accept whatever opportunity that's given to you. And you can only get to that level if you put in the work.
I'm interested in the point that you said that if you work hard and you seek opportunities, you will eventually get somewhere. But what do you say for actors who keep trying and keep auditioning and they don't get to the point that they want to be, even if they're working really hard?
My advice to them is to keep trying. If you realize that you've put in so much work, mm-hmm. so many auditions, and you're not getting anything, it takes a toll on you, right?
Yeah, like, how do you stay motivated?
You always have to tell yourself that your value is not judged in that room.
Okay. Are you always this positive, or do you sometimes doubt yourself?
Like, when I never cleared an audition back in the day, I would constantly ask myself or doubt myself and my talent. If you don't clear an audition, it's not because of you. They're not judging you. You're just not the right fit.
Yeah.
And it didn't work. And when you have that mindset, that makes you motivated to keep auditioning.
Yes. So who's inspiring you to keep pushing yourself and keep trying out different jobs?
I would say myself.
Okay.
Because I am very self-aware of the fact that I'm an Indian I live in an Arab Gulf society, and there are some expectations levied upon me as a person. Like, you'd see a lot of us out there. There's so many people in the community that I'm, like, good friends with in theater who have broken that barrier. And now they're out in the community. They're doing spoken word poetry. They're doing, like, you know, underground rap or whatever it is. There's a very good scene out here.
Unconventional
stuff. And it's great to see, right? Especially when they're also in the same community as you in theater and performance. I'm inspired by the fact that I managed to break that barrier.
Was there any backlash from that?
Yes, a lot of backlash.
Can you elaborate?
I was initially, I wouldn't say forced, but I think what was written in the cards for me was to be a doctor. This was something that my parents realized that they couldn't get through me for. Like, there's no way they could convince me to do something else when I'm already so passionate about acting. I would say, there's a saying, proof is in the pudding, right? You can say you want to do this, you want to do that, but then when they finally see what you're capable of doing, the support becomes instant.
Yes. And I kind of want to close by asking you one last question. If you could see yourself in 5 years, where do you think you would be in regards to theater?
Pretty much in 5 years, I see myself entering the field.
And you're okay with that?
Yeah.
And you feel like that is an opportunity for you regardless?
Yeah, because one thing that's very common in the field out there is being in the acting industry doesn't mean you're always the lead. Like, you have to make way for other people. And if you're truly passionate about the craft that you do, you'll always be comfortable being part of anything.
So you're creating art regardless of what position you are in.
Exactly.
Amazing. Thank you so much to you. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm Maya Hamid, and you are listening to Acting on Your Future with Maya.